This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
The the stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
That was a very spooky song for a very spooky show. How you doing, Spooky Tom?
Ooh, I'm great.
What about you, Spooky Will?
Yes, I'm also fine.
Get your own joke.
Play that little beat. Oh, no. Oh, no, Will's not got the memo.
What's this?
Huh?
Cut that. I want some spooky music.
Yeah, come on, Will. Play that.
Come on, Will.
Scary, scary music. Yeah, this will do.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a door.
Friday.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, so that's half the show gone already.
There's some rhythm.
I'm getting into it.
Uh-huh.
I was working in the lab late one night.
Yes.
Every Friday.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Every Friday.
When the slab began to lie.
Every Friday.
So bloody funky.
He did the monster man.
That's enough.
I think that's just made everybody at home aware that this is going to be the spookiest show that ever did spook.
Hold on to your pants, because you're going to get scared.
And they're probably going to get moist.
Soiled.
Have we had a good week then, chaps?
I have actually. It's been a very eventful week. It's been not eventful, but it's been fun. What about you?
It's been a weird one. I've been here, there, and bloody everywhere. Will, have you been here?
I've been here,
yeah.
Not there, and not bloody everywhere.
What have you been doing? Oh, I've been producing great content for the fans.
Not a lot really. Actually, okay. Quite boring.
That's okay. Cool. Just to bring something up straight away, though, from last week's show, Jack, you made quite a statement.
Did I? I made quite a few.
You said that this was going to be your final show.
Whoa, yeah.
I did. That was a slip of the tongue.
No, we've, you know, because you said that, we've got a little bit panicked, but we thought, let's cover ourselves and find, you know, talk to someone and see who we get to replace
what
you.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know me, producing the show 24/7.
Yeah.
So I actually, you know, got in someone that you actually really dearly love. I recorded the phone conversation.
Hello, is that Alfie?
Yeah.
Bit rude, but anyway. I work on the Jackmate show at FUBAR Radio. Have you heard of us at all?
Not at all, like, literally not at all.
Oh, fair fucks. Well, anyway, Jack announced last week that he was leaving the show, so we were just wondering if you'd like to host a show for us.
Crazy, this is insane.
I know, right, yeah. Just a quick one. Obviously, the show is quite entertaining. There's a few jokes. You'd have to put a bit of work in yourself. How long would it take for you just to maybe do a one-liner?
Sometimes it'll take, like, a few days, and sometimes it can maybe take, like, 5 or 6 hours.
You having a laugh? Why do you even want to do this?
Make friends and get people to know me.
Sounds a bit weird, to be honest, mate. I mean, you're 23. Final question. How much are you after per show?
37 million.
Oh, that's amazing. I honestly do not even care if you replace me with Pointless Blog, because you've put in that amount of effort, Will.
Thanks, guys.
That was top draw. I didn't know exactly what prepared there, but that was good work, producer Will.
Thank you, guys.
I bet that took you a while, didn't it?
too long.
Because I heard you earlier moaning about it, saying, oh, yeah, the thing with Alfie. But look, I've heard it there, mate. And
He knew it was gold.
Yeah. I don't know.
You sneaky little gold miner.
Guys, we want you to tweet in again, don't we? Don't we, Tom?
Yes, and emails.
Tweet in, but this week, don't worry about tweeting me. Just tweet at FUBAR Radio, because I've got the iPad in front of me, and I'm going to be scrolling through the little feed. At FUBAR Radio, we want to know, this week, as it's Halloween, what is your greatest fear? And I don't mean, like, not what's what's your best fear? Like, what is your deepest, darkest fear? Also, something else I'd like to know is, do you have any weird phobias? Answer both of them, either or.
Similar thing, because there's phobias as a fear.
But I mean, do you have any weird ones? Like, some people can be weird to, like, buttons on a shirt, can't they?
True.
So, some people can be...
So, irrational. Yeah. What's your irrational fear?
Probably salty chips would be Will's, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, when they put too much salt on it, my bowels don't like it.
Oh, okay.
A bowel, please, Carol. Doesn't really work.
Has anyone actually been getting into sort of like the holiday spirit? And,
well, for me, it's not really a holiday. It's
Guys, I've actually got a little surprise for you, but you carry on. I'm gonna get it. You carry on talking.
So you're genuinely going to... Okay. Do you know about this?
No, I actually don't.
I genuinely don't either, so I don't
know
what
he's... I'm a bit worried.
Yeah, I think it's a costume that he said he'd prepared.
Oh, right. Not that racist one.
No, not the racist one. Yeah. He's kept them at home. Well, go on, Anton. What is this?
Close your eyes, guys.
Okay, guys. Close so just eyes. For the sake of you listeners, Tom has turned around and he is now putting something on it. Wow. What the hell is that?
It's my mask from Nepal.
What is it meant to be?
I think... I don't know. I get the guy for...
This is like the worst radio feature ever.
Yeah, so, guys...
We'll tweet this.
What we'll do is we'll take a picture and we'll tweet it up on the Fubar Radio Twitter so you can see it. Oh. I love the fact that Tom has brought in a mask and no one will see it unless we post a picture of it.
Festive.
This is purely for mine and Will's sake, isn't it?
Essentially, yes. It's very, very warm in here. We'll take a picture during the song. You can see it, but the guys here are loving it. Loving this.
So far, Tom, you've impressed me with that. Will, you've impressed me with your Alfie thing. I feel like I've got a lot resting on my little shoulders this week, haven't I?
I'm looking forward to something, though, Jack.
Yeah?
Which, last week as well, you said you're going to be writing the play this week.
I have taken great pride and great responsibility in that, and I think I have nothing but delivered.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
so. I'm very excited, because I love it when people get creative.
I've got very creative. I've let my juices flow. I'm going to be honest with you. We've got all over the bloody place. We've got Schaefer Bates, the voice artist and impressionist, coming in.
So I do voices.
He does do many a voice, so I'm going to get him involved in the plays, and then that means... many a character can be involved. I don't know what that deck that Dent Ident is doing behind me.
Yeah, the bed.
Can we just take a minute to listen to this? Just
turn up.
Oh, all bubbles.
That sounds like a spooky jacuzzi.
Oh, that's Will and his crystal meth pipe. Put it away, Will. Please. We're on the radio, mate.
Come on, my mom's listening.
No, she's not. She's at work, Judith. I know about her. No, I've had a good week. I'll tell you what I've done, as no one's asked. Wednesday, I went to a little place near Tom's home, Haverhill, Tom.
Haverhill?
Yeah, near your home. Went to a place called Scaresville, which is like...
That sounds a bit scary to me, Jack.
It was like a village, but scary. And I walked around it. There was a lot of actors trying to scare you, and it was genuinely quite frightening.
What was the best costume, the most scary costume you saw?
So there was one bit where you walk through a bit of... Ooh. Thank you very much, Will, because that was what I was feeling in my head as I walked around this wood. There was a woods, and I was walking through it, and this car had crashed into a tree.
No!
No, honestly, right?
Were there any survivors?
So I know you're taking the piss, Tom.
I'm not.
Tom,
I'm genuinely concerned.
Mangled wreck.
No. Will, come on, take that down a minute. Like, can you not?
Sorry, mate.
I genuinely, it was actually scary.
No, let's go back to Scareville. I'll behave. Go on.
Okay, cool. Put it back up. Go on. There was a bit where you walk through the woods. A car had crashed into a tree. I don't know if there's any survivors. I didn't go that far into it. But the headlights were flashing. It was going, in the middle of the woods. And I thought, shit. Like, there was clowns about, but hitting, like... Yeah, they were doing that. Like, there was little pig men. Yeah, it was
better than
much like yourself.
Pigmen!
Much like yourself, Nozzle. So that's it. I feel like you've belittled that quite some...
No,
some
I'm
distance.
Genuinely interested.
You're not, though, are you?
I am.
No, you're not. You're putting your mask back on again.
Like, no, I didn't.
Don't worry about masks. Do you know what? I'm going to go to a song, Will. I'm going to have a word with him in there.
I've got stuff
but
to tell.
Before we go to a song, remember, we're going to put that picture of his shitty mask up so people can see it. I'm going to have a word with him, and hopefully we can rekindle this friendship before the rest of the Halloween special goes on. Here's Jamie T with Zombie.
Long she sees apart from me, possessed behind the eyes. Apart from the frightening, the moaning, the biting, it seems to be the night sky. And I know what she thinks, and she looks at me, and she looks with such despair. You're not the only one around here that needs a bit of fresh air. Cause I'm a sad, sad post-teen, caught up in the love machine. No dream, concrete, walking like a zombie. Like a zombie. go, I'll leave you a loose end. You made me alive.
That was the cool sounds of Jamie T. Zombie. It's producer Will on the microphone here. We also had a little set two in the studio. I've had to pull them apart, Tom Norris and Jack Mate. You hugged it out now. You both all right?
Well,
I feel better now.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I've apologised and that's all I can do.
I don't want to see that again in here, all right?
Okay.
I accepted the apology and I said...
Oh, why are you accepting the apology?
You just said... I said sorry as well, but...
Okay. I think we should hug it out. Let's hug it out.
Again? Oh, there you go.
There we go. That's okay. I think we just had a little bit of a fallout because it was Halloween special. Everything's a bit spooky, a bit violent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel good now. I feel grand. And that is why it's a good point. It's a good part to lead to this part, if that makes any sense. Basically, I've developed a little bit of a game this week as it's a Halloween special, as we keep banging on about. And what other game can you do on Halloween apart from the famous trick or treat?
There was a game at Bobbin for Apples.
Yeah, but you can't do that on the radio, can you? Developed the radio special for this, so it's like trick or treat, just with a little bit of a twist. Anyway, I've got these two envelopes here.
Bobbing for listeners,
as you will see in my hands.
I can see them. There's envelopes.
I liked it though.
Thanks.
And I want one of you to pick one. One's going to be trick. One's going to be treat.
Should we pick them at the same time?
I'm older than you. Should I pick first?
Okay.
I'm taller than you. Should I pick first?
No.
You got a longer head than me. Should you pick first?
Well, shall we let the host decide? What's the name on the door? The Jack Major. Okay. No. Well, if you don't mind, I'll let Tom pick.
I'm gonna pick.
I'm pally with him now.
The one that's on the right.
Okay.
Oh. Got a good feeling about this envelope.
There you go, Will. That's what you're left with.
Thank you,
my good sir. And now, if you would please take out the card inside.
I'm nervous.
Both of you, and reveal what you got.
Oh,
Tom,
what you got?
Oh, I got a treat.
Yeah, I got the fucking trick.
Oh, he's angry.
Okay, so that basically means at one point in this show, Tom, you will be rewarded.
I'm excited.
You will be treated. And Will, unfortunately, you will be tricked. I'll be a bit mean to you. And for this trick to work, I've already done the legwork. I need your mobile phone, please, sir.
What?
If you could just pass that over. No,
just pass it over.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. And I'll just sort of get to know it. I'll settle myself around the buttons.
A Nokia?
I'm extremely nervous.
You should be.
Okay.
Can I join in with the trick?
Okay, I'll tell you when the next song's on, what it's all about and stuff, and we'll come back to that in about 15, 20 minutes maybe. Remember, guys, tweet in at FUBAR Radio. Let me know, what's your greatest fear and what's the silly things you're scared of? We've got a few tweets coming already. We've got Eve's talking about the song we just played. Apparently I know a Jamie T song. Well done, Eve. Well done on that. Sophia J's also big on Jamie T. She's like, Jamie T, OMFG. And Sam says, I think my fear of spiders is pretty stupid. I mean, for fuck's sake, I don't fear dragonflies and they fucking fly.
Good point.
Yeah.
There's also one from Sophia J saying her weird fear is seeing/touching feet.
What about your own feet, Sophia? How do you clean them?
Oh, I can't put the socks on. Oh, gosh.
I think it's the time of the show when we usually tell stories from yesteryear, and I think this week it seems fitting to tell some spooky stuff. Oh, Will, you're already on it, mate. Banging. Absolutely great. Such a shame I'm going to have to trick you today. So, Tom, if you don't mind telling myself and the listeners a little ghost story. Do you believe in ghosts?
Mine's more of a Halloween tale than a ghost story.
That's fine, mate.
But if you want to start with your ghost story and I'll do mine afterwards.
I mean, Will, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Not one
Not
bit.
One bit.
I don't, but then I get, if someone says, oh, this place is haunted and I'm sleeping in a room by myself, I'll be like,
yeah. So you're a little bit...
I'm on the fence. I'm on the spooky fence.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I do, to be honest, but I have one sort of story that sticks out to me where I can't explain it, and I would say that's my closest encounter with a ghost. So I'll tell you this. Basically, I came home from school a couple of years ago. It must have been about 8-9 years ago because the World Cup was on. I remember Germany were playing Argentina. It's not irrelevant information. Anyway, I went back to my nan's house where that was on, and I should just point out a couple of weeks before this happened, my dog died that I grew up with. Yeah, so shout out to Zach. It was like a Zach Jack thing. It wasn't that. Yeah. Oh, he's. I feel him in the room. Derek Acora, come in if you're about. So anyway, I got back to my nan's, and I'm sitting there watching the penalty shootout when I hear like the patter of doggy footsteps. You would assume. So I've turned the volume down as if to say, "What the hell?"
Well, turn the volume down.
But oh yeah, I genuinely. Stop. I know this sounds silly, but in the moment, you know, when you're sucked into the football, I genuinely forgot the dog had died. Right, so I was just like, when I heard it, I was like, that sack upset is running about. And then he kept going back and forth, running down the stairs, running up the stairs. I thought, it's getting a bit much now. And then my auntie came in, and I went, oh, Sue, that's her name. I was like, oh, Sue, Zach keeps running up and down. And she was like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, yeah, he's dead, isn't he? And then I went back to the penalty shootout, but there was something running about upstairs, and could have been rats.
I thought from the notes that it was going to be dog ghost. I thought that you might have seen. So you basically just heard
footsteps.
It could have been,
but it was that kind of. You get familiar with your dog's sounds, don't you? And that was the sound that I would hear every time I was around there. To be honest,
what were the sounds?
Like,
actually, you're right. That does sound a bit like Zach.
That is what Zach would do.
That is so Zach.
God. So do you reckon that was a ghost? Or?
I don't reckon it was a ghost.
What do you think?
I reckon it was just some noise. I mean, to be like, oh, this place is haunted. Why? Oh, I heard some noises.
Okay.
Is it a semi-detached house?
Yes.
So it could just have been the next door neighbour's dog, Zach. Who knows?
They didn't have a dog there, so...
Ooh,
skepticism.
Mulder and Scully.
Tom?
My story was just a thing I used to do when I used to do trick-or-treating, because when I was younger, many moons ago, trick-or-treating wasn't really a massive thing. Like, it was starting to come over here, sure. But
what do you mean, come over here?
Because it's from America.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's an American tradition. They love it over there.
All right.
But it's kind of new over here. It was kind of newish, and there's only kind of a certain family I knew that kind of did it. So I used to go around his house every Halloween, and it was quite a small village. And when we were going around, this makes me sound like a bit of a dick. There was a...
Surely not.
I know, right?
God.
Me?
Yeah,
a dick?
Of all people.
But there was a lovely old man who used to sell eggs.
Oh, here we go.
Right. I think you know where this is going.
What'd you do, cook him a fry up?
I basically made him an omelette and he wanted scramble.
Oh, you
I'm
bastard.
I'm such a dick.
Oh, that is spooky.
Omelettes. we just, you know, went in there and we thought, you know what, we're going to have a few of these boxes and just threw them at houses. Not people.
So did you? So he sold you the eggs?
No, he didn't sell them. He had a little like thing out in the front of his house and then it was just like, my mate was like, oh, do you know what's in there? I was like, no. And he said eggs. I was like, oh. So we went over there, pulled it up, got some eggs out of there. Didn't egg his house. That'd be just take... I mean, it's taking the piss already. But that would be egg on his face.
Yeah.
But, we just egged other people's houses in Triplo. So that's the place. And, that's kind of the story, really.
No, that's really cool, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, dude. And, like, you know... When
you high-five, make sure they can hit.
Okay,
there we go. See, I'm just high-fived a cool guy.
Yeah, man. Pretty cool. Pretty much like Bart Simpson, but, you know, a bit more edgy.
Yeah, you were on two skateboards.
Yeah, I did a couple of skateboards. And everyone was eating my shorts.
So, here's a story. And I genuinely think this is a bit spooky. My auntie, we used to, and it's not the same one I was talking about.
I'm not Sue. Just,
no, not Sue. Different one. She was really good at drawing, and she drew a wow. picture of an old hospital, right? And honestly, right?
She what? Drew a picture. Okay, she drew a picture of an old hospital.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she and like there was loads of windows. She did all the detail. Yeah, that's scary, and it will because I know you want to put it up. Yeah, detail, detail in window. Anyway, she drew this she gave it as a gift to my uncle and went, look at this, I've drawn it. It took me many an hour.
Was your uncle at all connected to the hospital?
Yes, because his granddad died in that hospital.
That's not right? You go on.
That's not a treat really.
Remember
it?
This.
Anyway, right, my uncle went, that's lovely, but it's a bit too far that you've drawn my granddad in the window. And she went, I haven't. And then when he got he gave her the thing back, where she'd been rubbing out bits and doing other little bits, yeah. it left the perfect silhouette of a man that did resemble his granddad.
Oh my god! Oh my god! That is spooky.
And in the other window was a little dog called Sam.
And then there's me in the other window making omelets. Perhaps.
And the hospital was covered in eggs.
Oh. It all comes together, synergy.
Will, do you have any scary stories?
No.
Thank you very much.
No, I did have one trick or treat tale I was telling you earlier. Went trick or treating with a group of friends. Bloke opened the door. Trick or treat, buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy. And he went, what's that? I went, what's trick or treat? He's like, I've been in prison for the last 10 years. I don't know what it is.
And then he killed all your friends, and that's why you're lonely.
I killed a guy after he nicked my eggs. That doesn't make any sense because you're still here, so.
But am I or am I a ghoul?
Oh, that is the scariest thing.
I'll just play the same one again.
Yeah, I love how we just went, for enough time for Will to find the button. Oh, God. What is your funniest Halloween costume you've ever done? Because surely you've pissed them out.
Oh, I've done some bloody funny ones in my time. I had one that I was going to do.
Go on.
But I didn't do because it was a bit, you know. I'll get into this with my rants, but I think if you can be clever, you can get out of wearing a costume the whole night.
Yeah.
Don't wear a costume that's going to ruin your whole night.
Like, talking of costumes that ruin the whole night. Me, when I dressed up as the guy from Breaking Bad,
yeah.
got thrown out of the nightclub because they genuinely thought I was dealing crystal meth.
But it was just popping candy.
It was blue popping candy that I didn't even bring. Someone gave me because anyway. So yeah.
So mine was just going to be a bicycle pump and a paper crown.
Nice.
And I was going to be the pump king. Pump king. Oh. I crossed the G out. I showed my girlfriend it. She goes, no. So I didn't
she
wear
said
it.
No.
Well, just because it looked
perfect feedback.
Yeah, so that's, didn't wear
I
it.
I think that's killed the mood. Will,
I was the Artful Dodger once.
Nah.
I was a Clockwork Orange once.
Nah.
I was a zombie T-bird just so I could slip my hair back.
Nah.
Have a good day for a good show.
Tom's friend Jack, actually last year he dressed up in a white T-shirt which he wrote life on. And he went round giving people lemons and said, when life gives you lemons.
Oh, that's quite good.
Yeah, so that deserves to bring it back.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we won't bring that back. I'll tell you what, we'll go straight to a song. And this song, I genuinely like. I think it is a little bit spooky. Here's Subtract with Trials of the Past.
So I got to sit up, 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 up. never knowing where I wanna be. So I'm going into crazy situations. A loyal soldier who acts, but never asks. Why am I flying on my back?
At the end's pointless, isn't it? That dun, 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 yeah. Dun. The song finishes then comes back in, but on the whole, quite a lovely song. What do you reckon of that, Will?
Yeah, I like that.
It's very chilled out. Man.
Got a tweet in again from Sophia. Sorry, I'm not favouring people, I'm just reading what I see. And Sophia's like, this song, OMG, you're playing such good music. Cheers, Sophia. These are all been my shouts so far. So I'm
no, Zombies was my shout.
Yeah, true, but it would have been my shout. You got there a little bit before me.
Okay.
I want to know your story that you've got written on your notepad here that says Jonathan Creek.
Well, basically, play the little song, William.
You want a little Jonathan Creek?
Yeah, play us the song. Just get us in the mood.
Come out
for it. Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
She's a slow. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, this is setting the scene.
Me, turn it up a bit, Will.
Turn it up,
yeah. Yeah, go on. There's a drop in this. Some dirty drop in this. Some creaky little drop. Me, picture this. I'm younger. A lot younger.
With my
Yes. With my brothers, my sisters. Just my brother and
my
sister.
My dad and his mistress. Sorry, are we going to make it rhyme in again? No, rhyme in doesn't work on the radio.
But we basically used to play this song. I think it was near Halloween. And we used to run around my living room pretending to be bats.
Ooh.
And we'd used to sit on the sofa with our legs the wrong way round, pretending we're sleeping bats. And then we'd run around the room, just being bats. Not didn't do much other than just running around, so we weren't really bats. We were just flapping our arms, and that's just what we did.
Is that it?
There's nothing much to it. I just thought that was an interesting...
your dad.
Not my dad. My dad was in the room. My sister and my brother and I were just a group of bats, batting around... There you go.
Oh, let's go to something a little bit more exciting than that story. Shall we go for Jack's weekly rants?
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Hey, Jack's weekly rants. Hey, Jack's weekly rants. You dumb, dumb little prick.
Pumpkins annoy me. Do you know what? See, I'm doing it themed. The whole show's themed.
I like this theme.
Organised chaos.
Speaking of themes, would you like a little bed?
Go on then, mate. That'd be lovely. Oh, yeah. Friday. Pumpkins annoy me, Tom.
Yeah?
Do you know why?
No.
Because I don't really know why they're scary, to be honest. To me, they're just vegetables. I mean...
But look inside the pumpkin.
No, I mean, and I understand why we get sort of like eggs at Easter to symbolise Jesus Christ being reborn. Like, egg is new life. But what the F is a pumpkin doing in Halloween folklore? I mean, I don't know if it snuck in the back door at Calais a couple of years back and has been absolutely buzzing ever since, but it literally makes no sense to me. It's like, it doesn't serve a single purpose at all. Nobody likes a pumpkin. Do you like a pumpkin?
To be fair, every year I think, oh, I mean, the girlfriend should carve a pumpkin.
Do you ever do it?
Haven't done it yet, but there's always next year, Caitlin.
Do you like pumpkins?
I haven't got anything against them, to be honest.
Well, I have, right? I think they're the most unused, unloved, unappreciated thing around until Halloween picked it up.
What about marrow?
What about it?
What, do you like marrows?
Well, they serve a purpose for farmers.
Well, I guess pumpkins would serve the same. Carry on.
I mean, pumpkins were redundant until Halloween picked it up as its little poster boy. Yeah. Now every year, boom, it headlines its own fucking festival by default. But why? I don't like, if we just start letting any old vegetable rock up and have its own season, things will get a bit out of hand, won't they? I mean, what's next? What's next, Will?
Sprouts at Christmas?
No, the Christmas kumquat. That's what it'll be, mate. Yeah. The birthday butternut squash, right? Then the Easter eggplant. Yeah, that's what we're
like. I like that.
Thank you. Yeah, someone needs to tell the pumpkin to back the fuck off.
Yeah.
Hey, pumpkin boy, with your pumpkin clothes.
Creature
back
brother.
Off.
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
Do you dislike anything?
Do I dislike? Oh yeah, now you got me going. Oh, let me roll up these sleeves.
Ooh.
Well, but one thing that annoys me every year for Halloween, and well, Halloween. It's specifically about Halloween. So one thing that annoys me about Halloween is people that don't dress up. I mean, I can completely understand the hassle of going, oh, well, if we go to this party and not everyone's going to dress up, and I'm going to look a right wally if I turn up dressed. Mm. There's clever ways of doing it. Like, you can have a clever one like Jack with the lemons, or you could do me with pumpkin. If you be clever with your idea, people are like, okay, fair enough, you didn't wear the costume, but, you know, you've been clever.
Yeah.
But then people just turn up and go, oh, you know, I could be bothered, or, oh, just, you know, I didn't think everyone else was going to dress up. It's like, come on, pal.
I think if you don't dress up, don't go out on Halloween.
Yeah, no, yeah. If you're not up for it, if you're not into it, then, I mean, yeah, students annoy me with everyone, they're dressing up every other week, and, oh, it's Smurf Day!
Yeah.
Oh, it's Smurf!
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, come on. But then, like, it goes the other way as well. People that spend a lot of money on costumes.
Oh, yeah.
They spend, like, oh, it's Halloween. I'm going to do 70 quid and I'm going to be.
Oh, do you.
Hulk.
Tom, do you think 70 is a lot? My mate Tom Arnold genuinely spent £180 on his Halloween costume this year. He's being, I don't really know what it is. It's something from Resident Evil. It's like Doctor Squad or some shit. I can't remember. Do you know what I'm on about?
No,
producer Adam on her.
He did show it to me when we were in Norwich. Yeah. But the thing is, like, with that is, I think if people know, be like, oh my god, that's amazing. But the majority of people won't know what that is.
So it's just 180.
So it's just 180 quid for a private joke with some nerds.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
So I mean, people that go too far spending all that money, unless you keep reusing it every year and all that stuff.
Mm.
But, like, then you're never going to do that because the whole point is to be different every year.
What's the most you've spent on a costume?
I really spend little. I bought my costume for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tenner.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine's 50. I've done 50.
For Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I've done 50. Yeah.
I mean, it depends. If you got some cash during the time and you're going to something quite exciting and you think everyone's going up next level, then yeah, splash a bit. But it's just like.
I get you. So I'll tell you something else. I only had one rant, but I've just thought of this. A couple of nights ago, I went to see the new Paranormal Activity film.
I find them very funny.
I find them funny. I find them some of the best comedies of the year. Like, I genuinely do. Like, I think they're funny. Like, there was one time where the demon in it is called Toby, and then the woman, like, which is funny in itself, and the woman walked in and went, "Where's Toby?" And the little girl was like, "He's gone." But then you just hear a car engine go. It's like, oh, has he just got in an Uber? Like, where's he fucked off to? But this is the first one. I don't think any of you have seen The Paranormal, have you?
No.
If you're going to go watch Paranormal and you don't want me to spoil it for whatever reason, please do just mute this for 30 seconds, maybe a minute. But I'm now going to. It's Paranormal, so who gives a fuck? I went to see it, and this is the first one. It's called The Ghost Dimension, and this is the first one where you actually see the ghost for, like, quite a long time.
Yeah.
You know, you just see flashes of him usually. This one, you see him, and you can look at him for ages and be like, that's what he looks like. Do you know what he looks like?
What?
You will not. Branches of a tree.
That's spooky.
Exactly. It's the shittest thing.
Is that a ghost or is that a tree?
It looks like a camp Whomping Willow from Harry Potter, as if you can get camper than that. That's already quite camp.
From Harry Potter?
Yeah, okay, Harry Potter, the whole film's quite camp, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like wizards and it's quite...
It's one of the most hard-hitting dramas I think I've ever seen.
But no, this tree, its branches grows along the ceiling and then it grows, it goes down the corridor and then the woman will come out and she won't see it because she's not looking up, is she? She's got better things to worry about, like while she's starring in a shitty film. Ooh. Anyway, and then the branches just come down and grab her. And like, why are they still making them? Yeah, like five or six? What are they going to do? CGI Paul Walker into the next one?
He
would suit a ghost film.
Yeah, that's all.
My last rant of the rant was going to be about cat costumes, and that being a costume, it's just a bit
real.
Sexy cats.
Oh,
real.
Yeah.
How is that sexy? And it's just lazy.
It is lazy. It is lazy.
And I'm allergic.
But if you would like to know how to be a slutty cat, I've got a video live on my channel right now, youtube.com/Jack, and me and my girlfriend teach you how to be a slutty cat.
I urge you not to watch it.
She's got a lot of experience. She's got a lot of experience in that.
Being a cat.
Yeah.
The cat.
Yeah.
The cat part.
Yeah. Nah. That's not what I was getting at, but
shout out Fiona.
She's not listening. She's around Paul's or Gary's or Steve's. I just call her a slag.
Let's dig you out of this shallow grave. Halloween week.
We generally made the video, so yeah. It'll be fine. I think it's about time we went to a song now, and I reckon, Tom, it's got a bit spooky. Should we go for something a bit lovely while you drop your phone
on the floor? Drop my phone. Yeah. We're going to play the lovely song Hello by Adele.
Tom hates Tenacious D and he's been going on about Adele all day, so enjoy this, Tom.
High above the mucky muck, castle made of clouds, there sits Wonder Boy, sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the mucky muck. About young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers you ask? I don't know, how about the power of flight? Does it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away? With mind bullets! That's telekinesis, Kyle! How about the power to move you?
Did you enjoy that, Tom?
Oh, you guys, you really Halloween pranked me.
Hello.
It was funny.
Tom's been looking forward to Adele all day.
Because it's a great song and she's going to be number one and she's going to show you bozos.
No, I think she's great. I think she's wonderful, but I just don't think it's a Halloween song.
Oh, well, maybe I had a whole thing about why it was a Halloween song. Maybe she was saying hello whilst doing a Ouija board. That was going to be my thing.
Oh, God.
Spooky music, please, William.
I'm going to do it. It's time for trick or treat. You remember, cast your minds back to the back to about 10 minutes ago, probably, when I gave you the trick or treats. Tom, to my left, my good buddy Tom, you got a treat.
A treat, and I'm pretty sure there's some football tickets.
What, Newcastle?
I think so.
Who not? Newcastle have got Stoke tomorrow, haven't they?
I'm not overly stoked with that fixture, but...
No, but, I mean, seeing it live would be good, wouldn't it?
It would be a bloody laugh.
Yeah.
Be a lot of travelling either way, so...
And you can actually buy season tickets for next year, can't you? So...
True.
Just keep your mind...
Maybe a Hammers-Newcastle match.
You never know. You never know. Will?
Yeah, I'm not looking so forward to mine.
I think we will go... to yours first.
Can I have my phone back yet?
Of course you can, mate. There you go. No, actually, I'll keep it.
Yeah.
I'll keep it, and I'll tell you what.
We've had a little bit of fun, haven't we, Jack?
Me and Nozza have been doing. We've I think changed the music up a little bit.
But
I can say it's something romantic, mate. A little bit. Perfect. You're a lot quicker this week. I like it. Shame I got to trick you. Tom has as well. Will. So do you want to explain, Tom, what the trick?
We took Lonely William's phone and we went on his Tinder and we spoke to some of his matches.
We had a little meander with your meander with your tender.
Kind of works.
So shall we go through and tell you what we messaged your lovely Tinder matches?
Well, we won't say their names, but we can. It's a first name.
Okay, so I'll start. And I messaged this girl called Daniela. Very pretty. Are you familiar with your match, Daniela?
Yeah, beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
Probably one for me.
Really? Well, maybe this will seal the deal.
Okay.
You're not going to love these, are you, Will? Do you know what I mean? This is a trick.
It's a trick, though.
Oh, I said, you scum, fuck off. I didn't really. I said, Daniela, you're hot. Obviously. But are you a producer of a hit show? I would hazard a guess at nope. Nope, you are not. So that, unfortunately, knocks you down a few leagues. And now we're here. We're level. So fancy a sesh? Yeah.
Any replies?
Not yet. So, Tom, you're the next one, buddy.
No, where's the one I done? Because that's one of yours.
Okay, so Tom's been having a full-on chat with one of these lovely ladies.
Do you want to get that one up with chat? That's good.
I'm going to get the one...
Go for whatever one
I
pal.
Can't
even go... Do you want me to pass it? Which
stupid
one do you want?
Little phone.
So I've messaged... The next girl I messaged was a lovely lady called Natalie.
Oh, that's the one I said not to message.
Really?
Oh, because she was nice.
How would you have said that when you don't know about the trick?
Because I was, like, saying, if you're going to... do anything, you better not involve Natalie, who's 24.
24 from Stockport.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually say anything that bad.
Okay.
I just said, you'll do.
And she replied.
She didn't reply.
She didn't. She unmatched you, my friend. So.
Did you unmatch
her? No, she didn't. She didn't. Tom, you got yours up?
I messaged a girl called Connie.
No, it didn't ring a bell.
Standing on a beach. I said, hello, Connie. Thanks for the match. My confidence has been a little low this week, and this has really perked me up. I wouldn't say it's love quite yet, but I would say I'm slightly obsessed. Where do you live? I like to fly kites.
Oh,
any replies on that one?
No, not yet. No reply on that one.
Not yet.
So this one I got really weird with, right? Her name's Felicia, and I went on her page, and she's from Sweden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a bit of me.
Done.
Tell you what, lads, that's a bit of me. Yeah, no, I genuinely, like, have a little look at a picture. That's probably right up your street, isn't
it? Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
blonde.
Well, don't know if you'll be walking up that street anytime soon, because I put, I couldn't help but notice you're from Sweden, which is amazing. I have so much in common with you. My mum loves IKEA. She bought a desk and a bed from there back in the summer of 08. Now, I don't mean to be rude like those other guys, but we could get messy in your sweet Swedish goods on top of my mother's sweet Swedish goods.
Yeah, nice.
No reply.
Oh,
not yet, mate, but she might be off doing Swedish things.
Eating meatballs.
Just listening to ABBA.
Eating meatballs.
Any of that stuff.
And then next up, we have... Because we've done quite a few, Will.
Have you? How many?
That's quite... I mean, how long's the show?
Not long enough by the sounds of it.
Yeah, I mean,
I messaged a girl called Tiffany.
Yeah, lovely
she's,
girl.
She's a little bit I'd say alternatively dressed. She's a bit like, I think, with piercings and whatnot.
Listen to the King Blues.
So I said, love your Halloween display picture. It spooks me right up. Like all of my body up. Be my little terror, I won't tame you. P.S. They call me the Pump King. Smiley face.
He's got a reference in. Love it.
Any replies on that one?
No reply. But if you do want a girl that has replied,
we have got a reply.
Me and Tom did this together, right? We spoke to a lovely girl called Denise. There's two of these in the picture as well. So there's two girls, right?
Yeah.
And when I pause, guys listening, this is a separate message. So I've messaged a lot of times. This is not one message.
Should I be her and you be?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
nice.
You can be her, Tom. So
I'll do a voice.
So, which one are you in your pick? Actually, I'm not fussy, I'll take either. But would prefer the girl on the left. Nah, kidding, either will do. Honestly, please reply. Thank you. Smiley face. Hee hee. Then she replied.
That's all you?
Yeah, that's all those messages.
Check my pics, then you will find out who I am.
Oh, so she wasn't too put off. I put back, ooh.
Yes, I'm the blonde girl, so sorry.
So she's been a bit self-deprecating, like, sorry, I'm the blonde girl. And then you go, 100 points to Gryffindor. I was hoping that was the case. She didn't reply. Can I take you out for Emilio?
Emilio? You wrote that you prefer the right girl, Mr. Snape. 50 points less now.
So she's still involved. And then I was like, you are the right girl for me.
Ooh.
Oh!
Ah, oh, shit! I meant the left girl! Yes, I am the blonde girl on the right side!
What the fuck? I'm well confused!
It is very confusing.
Then I put, are you gonna bang me or not? And she unmatched you.
She actually unmatched you?
That's not what happened.
Nah, it sort of fizzled out after that.
So, oh, well.
Jack said, we're so alike, I sometimes stand on the left, and then she's got some weird stuff.
She started sending emojis and that.
Yeah. So I'm still single.
Denise is king.
Maybe. The reason I lied and said that she unmatched you is because it is actually going somewhere, strangely. And this, I wanted this to be a trick, but for some reason we kind of landed you a little bit of a Hermione, my friend.
Oh! So,
yes.
Mr. Weasley.
So what we'll do now, sir, as we've matched you up, we will give you your treat back.
You.
I think you will agree that was a treat.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem. And we will give Tom his treat.
I am a little bit excited about this.
So now, Will, I'm going to have to ask you, because I genuinely can't remember. Do we have the clip of the claim of what Tom Norris said many show ago?
We certainly do, mate.
Let's play it then.
I used to score goals in the right goal.
Oh.
300 goals from Melbourne Youth.
How many?
300. 20 goals in 4 games I scored.
It's
not even a lie. This is like under 13s. I was banging them in.
I'll see you next week.
I was banging them in.
So, Tom.
So, it's obviously, it's football related then, so it's probably is those tickets.
It, wait and see.
Oh,
so, basically.
God, which row is it?
So, now.
What row are we going on?
No, just remind me of your old manager's name again, Lee.
Barnard.
Lee Barnard. Well, I've got in contact with Lee this week.
Well, he's coming to the game?
No, he's not coming to the game.
He's actually supporting Newcastle.
He's actually got together with the guys at Melbourne Youth, your old football club, and he's printed you off this certificate, sir.
Oh.
Because me and Will, we often take the piss, don't we, and say that you haven't scored those goals.
Well, I have.
Well, he's confirmed it, and there's the certificate, my friend. So shake my hand and take the certificate and please read it out.
Oh, look at that. That's lovely, that is.
Oh.
It's framed and everything.
Yeah, I know.
You guys really went, we'll take a picture of this, tweet it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because the quality of this is great.
Yeah.
It's next level.
So go on, read it out then. Read the title first.
I will. This is a certificate of sporting and life in general achievement awarded to Thomas D. Norris.
Well, even though she middle.
Oh, thanks, guys.
No, let's say thanks to Lee. Right.
Cheers, Lee. Melbourne Youth would like to award you with this bronze award.
Bronze.
For scoring 306 goals. It's actually 323. In 12 seasons. Six.
12 seasons? You said you've done it in a lot shorter.
I did. This seems to be slightly incorrect.
Okay.
You came so close to reaching the top 20 of all-time goal-scoring record for the under-12s. That was the top goal scorer. Which was particularly great for a kid like yourself, who often struggled to fit in. I was very popular in that team.
Was you?
If you asked any of the lads.
Oh, well, Lee seems to think otherwise. Maybe. Carry on. Yeah, okay, it's a treat.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's nice. The backroom staff here at the club love to see our old players grow up and become successful. Good. That's nice.
Yeah.
And you're definitely grown up. There's not been a week go by in which we don't tell the under-12s that Tom Norris used to play as a striker for this very club. There he is, all big, big, big fans of Jack, mate. And the fact you get to work with him must be splendid for you. Congratulations.
Oh, he's lovely about me, isn't he? Where's he put anything else about me?
Weird how he knows about you.
Yeah.
Does his hair smell like woven gold?
Oh, that's lovely.
That smells like ginger biscuits. You're an asset and a hero, Tim. Tim.
Oh, let's have a look. Oh, he's put Tim. Just a typo.
Never forget your roots. Even though a lot of the boys refer to you as Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, that doesn't mean your goal scoring record or 295. It's gone down a lot. 325 will be ever be forgotten. It'll be broken. In fact, it already has.
Oh.
Twice this week.
Oh.
But that doesn't undermine anything. Well done, Thomas. You're an inspiration to some of us.
Oh. Well, there's only one thing we can do.
Again.
Oh, I just want to say thanks to Lee for making that.
He was in. He was on the phone as well the other week.
He's been very busy.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Done more for this show than Will has in a way.
Yeah. Why, Will? What are you going to go dress up as tomorrow? A producer? That'll be a funny one.
I won't recognise you.
Oh, kidding. You're great. You're okay.
So how do you feel about your tree?
I just think we should tweet the picture of that lovely frame and the certificate just to prove it's here.
It's here.
It is here. It's definitely here, but it'd be good to show, you know, the crowd.
So just sum it up. How do you feel your trick went, Will?
Oh, yeah. Well, while this next song's on, I'm actually going to continue the conversation.
You actually?
Yeah, so we've done you quite the favour. We've done you quite the favour, haven't we?
Yeah, you have.
And yourself, Noza?
I feel a little bit hard done by for a treat, but you know what?
Well, guys, it's Halloween, so you win some, you lose some. 21 Pilots, Polar Polar as me.
Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me down. Those stairs is where I behind all my problems. Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me out. Separating them, splitting them up from wrong and right. It's deciding where to die and deciding where to fight. Tonight, 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 oh. I wanted to be a better brother, better son. I wanted to be a better adversary to the evil I have done. I have done to show to the one I love. But tonight, 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 oh. Help me polarize, help me polarize, help me down. Problems.
wanted to be a better brother, better son. I wanted to be a better brother, better son. I wanted to be a better brother, better son.
I always say this, but I love 21 Pilots, and I think I had to bang them on a Halloween show because they're a little bit eerie. Tom, you said you want to read out an email, mate?
I've got an email from my mother correcting me. It wasn't a Napoleon mask, it was a traditional Peruvian mask. Oh, I feel such a sod.
You are.
I am such a dozy bugger.
Is that Chris? Is her name? Her name's Chris, isn't it?
Yes.
Chris, the lovely woman that I've met a few times.
Yes.
The lovely woman that I've been speaking to on Facebook this week quite a bit.
Yeah. Actually...
No, I did. Will, I called you up and told you about this, didn't I?
You did, yeah. You had a little chat with me.
Been speaking to Chris Norris on Facebook, and she's. I just wanted to add to that certificate of yours, mate, and just like that, lovely words from a person you admire, and this person is obviously higher on that list. So I thought, what better privilege, what better treat than to get a few words from?
That's fair enough, mate.
The lovely lady herself. So basically, yeah. I've been speaking to Chris and
oh, this actually, I thought okay.
No, genuinely, I've been, and she. She was just wanted to share a little story about when you was 5 or 6. She was a little blonde-haired boy with
blonde.
I was blonde.
Come on, no chance.
With big blue eyes.
Yeah, big blue eyes and blonde. Will. Yeah. What a fucking problem, mate.
Yeah,
you've got a few, haven't you?
You remember that holiday in the Lake District?
Yep.
White Cross Bay. Does that ring a bell?
Oh yeah.
And you remember while you were there, they had a fancy dress competition.
Yeah.
And you hadn't come prepared, had you, silly?
But this is actually real.
Oh. But you was happy to let your sister dress you up, weren't you, Tom?
Maybe.
In one of her little dresses.
Wasn't little.
And not like, I think we've all worn a dress before. But you made a sash. You actually made a sash.
I didn't make a sash.
Well, you and your sister made a sash that said Miss White Cross Bay on it. And you won a you won a prize. But the worrying part was that the host who you chatted to didn't realise you was a boy. And he thought you were
until he pulled my knickers to one side. No, he didn't. He was very well behaved. Warm hands.
Little White Cross Bay.
Little White Cross.
Little Miss White,
Little
Cross,
Miss
Bay.
White Cross Bay.
So the Jackmate Show was Little White Cross
Bay. I vaguely recall sitting down, looking up my skirt, and thinking, "What am I doing?"
Looking at your skirt.
Up my skirt.
Looking up your skirt. What, to see if you had a line?
They sewed me back together. Yeah, that was actually true, listeners. I thought it was just going to do another funny little joke, but actually, that actually happened.
That did happen, but moving on.
But I won! I was joint winner!
Oh, we're not talking about you anymore. It's not all about you. It's not all about you. Sometimes it's about the Welsh people. Rarely, but it is now.
Great segue.
Right now, it's about Welsh people and a Welsh person in particular. Somebody that you've had the pleasure of meeting.
I have. He's a lovely bloke.
Schaefer Bates, the impressionist.
Heard of it.
The hero. Well, heard of it.
Heard of it.
What does that mean?
It just means it's just a cool thing to say.
he's running a little bit late, so that's.
Well, basically, we did a pilot show before this was all taken up properly and professionally. And on that pilot show, we had a little prank call to Schaefer Bates.
We essentially was going to do prank calls on every show. We might do that in the future. That's a segment that we are still developing.
Tell us if you like this one.
Yeah, we essentially called up Schaefer. We should probably explain what's going on here, Tom.
Yes, I made up a scenario for Jack to do, which he had to call up Schaefer, and he essentially claimed that he used Schaefer's audio in order for Jack to get a job, and he wanted Schaefer to record more audio than for Jack to get paid.
I just wanted to use his voice for money.
Yes, and, well, just hilarity ensued.
Can we let it unfold, please, William?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Schaefer, mate. How are you doing?
How you doing, man? All right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good. So, I've got a bit of an opportunity for you.
A what?
A bit of an opportunity, mate. Bit of a...
Right.
Quite a cool thing. Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I just got in now, mate.
Okay, cool. Just give me 30 seconds. I'm just going to have to just try and clear something up. We good?
Right.
Yeah, cool. So, basically, a couple of weeks ago, I was a bit pissed up, mate. You know how I am, a bit of a lad. It's a bit pissed up. And
right.
I got an email come through to basically... asking me if I can do any impressions. Now, you know I can do impressions pretty well, but obviously not as good as the man himself, i.e. you. So I took the liberty of ripping some of your videos off of YouTube, cutting off the shitty intros and outros, and sort of just sending over your impressions to this company. Are you following?
Right.
You're following, yeah?
you've taken my videos off my YouTube channel.
Yeah, and I've sent them to this company. But wait, it gets good. So don't get angry too quickly. I took them off YouTube, and I sent them, and basically I forgot all about it. And 2 weeks ago, I got a reply saying that I've got the job. I've landed the gig. I can't actually say which company it is now because. Because of like protocol, but then
it's actually me technically who's got the gig. Because they're my videos.
Well, no, because I actually sent it to them. But anyway, listen, they need me to basically record some impressions for them and send them over, and they'll use them on their telly ad for Christmas. It's a big campaign. It's like a big budget. So basically, I've got you this like cracking gig. So what I was thinking, if you could record some impressions for me, send them to me. I'll send them to the company, and
what,
then we'll split the money. We'll split
the videos.
Yeah,
I'm not going to split the money. It's my voice, mate. It's my voice.
Like, oh, look.
My content.
Yeah, but I got
the
it.
Intros and outros are actually made by you. So yeah, you can get rid of them. They're crap.
But no, the intros are made by you. You're the one with the crap intros. But I didn't mean that.
No, you can't actually. You've just taken my content.
No, listen, Shafer.
So you can't do that, mate.
Listen, mate. You
the same with the voice work. So you can't. It's my voice. It's me. Do you know what I mean?
But listen.
I can't even split money.
Come
with
on,
you.
Baby. Listen. Oi, I will give 80-20. I'll split.
Like, no.
You'll get 20.
It shouldn't
have
happened anyway. And if you are going to continue with it, what? I'll have all the money. And you'll have nothing because you've lied.
Well, you don't know the company, so you can't. But just listen, I don't want to fall out over it because there's big dollars to be involved. So
it's not big dollars because you're taking it.
No, but 80-20, so you'll be getting 20.
But you don't have any right to that money at all.
I applied for you.
No,
and
mate.
So listen, I'll tell you the fee, and then maybe, just maybe, you'll be... like persuaded. It's 20 grand, right?
Ridiculous.
It's 20 grand for an hour's work, and I'll at least, I promise you, I'll give you at least 800 quid. So that's.
Are you serious, mate? Are you actually
I am.
Serious?
You ain't got to say thanks. So just.
Mate, honestly, that is ridiculous. I did not realise.
Is that
you
too
were
much?
You
want
an absolute ass.
What about 600? What about 800, but I'll feature
honestly,
you on my channel, so you'll get a few
what
subs.
What is it with you? Oh.
Do you want a few... I can get you a few subs.
Mate, it's a good job I'm sat down, honestly.
Are you happy?
No, I'm not happy. Mate, you're an absolute ass.
Oh, come on, Shafer. I've got a new deal. 20 grand they'll give me, and I'll get that paid directly into my bank account, and then we'll sort of just like... We'll meet up,
mate.
And I'll take you on a night out. You can bring Hannah, your girlfriend,
mate,
and I'll pay for all your drinks. And I'll give you a shout out on like Instagram.
Are you serious, mate? No chance, mate. You can sort that. I'm gonna have to speak to my management. Honestly, you can't do that.
Okay, well,
you
what?
Cannot do
Shafe,
that,
Shafe. What?
Mate, honestly, I'm gonna have to get legal team involved within my management. You can't do that.
Well, what I'll do. Wait, because don't jump.
I know.
The gun.
I'm honestly not finding it funny.
Okay, sorry, I am because I'm going to do it anyway. Shafer, I'm joking. Shafer, I'm joking.
You're an absolute.
You're on the radio.
I hate you on a cellular level.
What's we going to fall out?
On a cellular level, I hate you.
You sounded really angry, Shafer. This is Tom, by the way. I tweeted you the other day that Dom. From,
I hate you as well, Tom.
Don't get. Dom, get done. No, the other way around.
Oh, we're all covered in it. We're absolutely all just soaking in comedy right now, aren't we?
I don't know what you're going on about.
No.
Yeah, we're all sodden.
Oh, he's here, the man himself, the pranky.
Welcome.
Hey, all
right, boys.
You come all the way from Wales for this, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for this?
No
just,
other reason to
no,
be in
No, just
London.
For this. I got a girlfriend here, but don't worry about it. Yeah.
He's concentrating on us today.
He's what?
Concentrating on us today.
Okay, well, Tom, do you mind doing this while I take my woolly hat off? Because I've got a hat on and I can't seem to hear everyone, so...
Yeah,
run the show, big boy.
Okay.
That'll be your name on the door next week.
It's my big moment, but don't say anything weird. Yeah, so how are you, Shafer?
I'm great, mate.
That's the best he could come up with.
Well.
No, how are you? Are you alright?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Bit hoarse at the moment, bit of hangover. I wasn't going to say that, but, you know.
Bragging.
You can say it. Foo bar, mate. Uncensored. You can even say how many beers you had. Seven.
Oh, no, it's just it was vodkas, man.
Vodka and heroin.
Singles.
Oh,
singles of
lemonade. You were saying, Schaefer, that something similar to that actual prank had actually previously happened to you before.
Yeah. So, the kind of premise of as to why the whole I'm going to get my manager thing. Basically, before I had management, there was Virgin were doing a competition. Where somebody could come on and Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, they'd submit a video of them reenacting their favourite lines from a movie. Okay. And basically they'd win tickets to a premiere of the, I think it was the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean, over in America. Someone entered it with my Jack Sparrow impression, got through, won it, and was basically sent tickets. And I don't know who this person was, we found it in the end. And even then, when they, you know, we got in touch with them, and was, you know, because I didn't have a manager at the time, I was able to do. So yeah, I essentially won it, but this person got the ticket, and then it all just completely got cancelled. Nobody won. There was no winners in the end.
Because of that.
Yeah, no winners. That was it. So I won, but I didn't.
Bastard. So you didn't even know. So if you'd have known the competition was going on, you'd have probably.
Someone tagged me in it, saying, because they put, oh yeah, these are our runner ups. And it was some guy named Azil something. And everyone was like, you know that you're supposed to. This is you, by the way. I was like, yeah, I know, that's me. Yeah.
Bastard. Absolute bastard.
That is a bastard.
Will, you're sitting next to Schaefer Bates. How do you feel? Because I know you're a massive fan.
Yeah, no, I am. Great impression.
I'm a massive fan.
Every guest we get in, Will is a huge fan.
I always forget you do that. Stare at me with those eyes.
Get a little bit nervous. A YouTube buff, aren't you, Will?
Yeah, I'm just buff, mate. Plain buff. Yeah.
Schaefer, did you make a YouTube channel to showcase your voices, or did you make a YouTube channel then realise you could do voices?
No, man, I started on Facebook. YouTube was just the stepping stone. So, yeah, I suppose I did, just to showcase talent. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, quite a cliche question, but how old were you when you knew you could... What was the defining point where you thought, fuck, I can do a voice or two?
Just being single and unemployed for so long, man. I just... that's all it is. I think... I used to do a lot of accents, people watching, and kept the bullies off my back when I was in school, and I just started getting involved with impressions... Family Guy being the go-to, put it on Facebook, and instead of getting a load of "oh, you're fucking shit," it was "oh, you know, you're good." Oh, nice. So put it on YouTube, and looked like I filmed it with a toaster, and it went viral, which was strange.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Great. Nice. Do you think it's? I didn't even write this question down, Tom. I'm genuinely just thought of this. Improvestions, maybe we could call it. No,
My dick was sick ever.
Oh no.
You nearly made me forget the golden question. Do you think voices can be learnt, or do you think you either you got it or you ain't got it? You got it, but can I get it?
I think they can be learned. You'd have to. I think some people have a natural talent for it, and some people don't. But tasty. and yeah, no, do you know what, mate? That's kind of a hard question. I think. Yeah, probably. They probably can be learned. Probably are. We'll just go with that.
Why not try and teach me and Tom an impression now?
Okay.
So we should pluck someone. Tell us someone. Who are you good at?
Who are you good at?
Who's your best? What's your best impression?
Good at? No, I'm joking. my best. I'd probably say if you're going to teach someone an impression, the easiest one to start with is probably Stewie Griffin or Gollum.
I can already nail that.
You can already nail it?
I think so.
Ah, okay. What about Tom? Tom, do you want to...
Tom.
Just young and English, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all I have to do.
A bit high-pitched.
Yeah, let's hear it then, Tom.
Can I have an example?
Say how you doing there, big guy?
Why don't you do the voice?
That's a good impression.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
So I'd go. Well, Schaefer, show us how it's done.
So
go away, fat man.
Go away, fat man.
Some would say a little bit better than Schaefer. I don't know if I would say.
Who
that.
Are those fucking people? Tell me.
Go away, fat man.
You sound like Cartman.
Oh, mate,
that's quite good. You are.
I was the fat man. Then, maybe I should go away. So see you later.
Peter Griffin.
That's just talking out the side of your mouth. It's going, oh, hey, Lois, you freaking bastard.
Oh, why are impressions so good?
Pina. Is that Lois?
What?
That was pretty bang on.
Tell Schaefer the only impression you can do.
I can do an impression of Bart Simpson and do an impression of Marge Simpson.
Oh, mate, I'm ready.
Homie. What? Then it goes a bit Miss Piggy. Hiya, Hickory.
That's actually good.
Yeah, but everyone,
can you do Kermit?
Hey, you guys, I'm here on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have so much fun in the next 45 minutes. Will, can you do any impressions?
No.
Of a producer, can you do one of them?
Yeah, you've already done that joke once already today, mate.
Lee's so annoyed, isn't he? Great content, 24 hours, or whatever he says. That's not a good impression of Will. Anyway, let's go to Tom's little favourite song that he's ever heard. That's Manchester Orchestra, mate.
Shake It Out.
Shake It Out for us.
That was Manchester Orchestra with Shake It Out.
That was so Tony Blackburn.
Tony Blackburn.
Sometimes you do go a bit Tony. Welcome. So that was Manchester Orchestra with
Shake It Out.
Shake It
Great
Out.
Young guys.
Schaefer, can you do Tony Blackburn? I'm only kidding. I don't give a shit about Tony Blackburn. Got any fears, mate?
Parasites growing in your skull. Ooh. Watched a documentary once. Suppose you're not going to fear that, are you? You're not going to enjoy them being in there.
Yeah, you're not going to like them, but I mean...
I have an itchy ear.
Tom would probably befriend one of them.
I've had the itchy ear for a long time.
What?
Like, as in the inside of my ear. When I go to bed, I get quite an itchy ear. I have a bit of an itch.
Skull crab.
I always think about those things that you see when they take they take something out of someone's ear. The bugs. I always think about that. I'm thinking, am I poking them off from having a niche?
Are you poking them off?
I think, am I poking them? You know when you put your finger in your ear? I'm like, am I tickling them off?
Poking off the parasites.
Wait, my Siri's just turned on and went, are you sealing to take the books in Pokemon off? That's so weird.
That's
can you
so
do? Can
Siri.
You do Siri? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Can you...
Well, now you're talking about fear. I'm a bit scared of heights.
Yeah, but we were talking to Schaefer, weren't we?
Yeah.
But could talk to me as well.
I mean...
I'm here.
You've done six shows. Schaefer's done five minutes.
Cool.
So shall we let him
cool.
on?
Yeah, cool.
Schaefer.
Yeah.
Can you actually... I don't need to say, like, no pressure if you can't, but could you do an impression of me?
It'd just be me being David Brent, really, though.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh, I get knocked out!
No, mate. I could work on something and send you something and wait for your seal of approval.
Okay.
I won't really do that, but just
Do you need to learn it? Like, it's not saying something that you can hear someone's voice and go bush.
It depends. It's like if you're going to take Robert De Niro, for example.
Yeah.
Is 50% the voice and sort of the other 50% is just his mannerisms. Whereas Matthew McConaughey, yeah, I could do that. I could be like 100% good voice and I could just stand there. It's all based on mannerisms that carry the impression through. So I'd have to pick up on. Some mannerisms.
What mannerisms do I have?
You're David Brent, mate, all over.
Are you very, like, if I hang out with, I used to have an Aussie mate, I still do, but he lives back there.
He doesn't know you.
He doesn't, yeah. But if I used to hang out with a lot, I would kind of, I'm very susceptible to accents and tell them I start getting a twang.
Yeah.
And like, same if I hang out with Jack, I ask a question like, people with Norwich, they go up at the end of the sentence.
So
like,
do you come here often?
You come here often.
Often?
I start doing that and it feels, and I just, go home, I'm talking like that, and I hate it.
I suppose, yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Joy's like, oh, you've been, my friend Jack's like, oh, you've been hanging out with Jack. Confusing.
I don't know what, we've got a game coming up, haven't we?
We do have a game coming up.
But Will, I think, did you develop this game?
Well, it was in conjunction with Tom. Obviously, we have our weekly hour-long Skype conversation.
We do, and I enjoy it.
This is something we developed. It's actually called First Impressions.
Oh, I like it.
Tasty.
So what we've actually done, we've actually going to take it a bit seriously now, guys.
Okay,
are you ready for it?
Can we dim the lights, Adam?
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Very nice. If they could see this. Oh, Tom's,
nice one,
Tom's
Tom.
Physically just turned the main light off.
That's nice.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Go on. So what are we doing? The lights are off, but that's about it.
Oh, can you not hear that?
There's nothing playing.
It's the drum.
I can hear that.
Can you?
It's the sound of the drum.
Oh, it's because I pulled my mic out of the thing.
Welcome to Mastermind. The following game is First Impressions. You are joined today by Tom Norris. Tom.
Hi, hello.
Thank you for joining us today.
Very happy to be here.
And the other contestant is Jack from Jackmate. Jack, can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I've just realised that when we were playing the prank call, I've broken one of the mics, and I can't hear... I can hear you now.
You haven't broken the mic, it's fine, we can all hear you.
No, if I move my hand like that, I can't hear you, but carry on. I assume there's some kind of music going on.
Yeah. That's fine, the music's irrelevant. You're really scaring me.
Hello, my name's Jack.
And your age?
22.
Occupation?
Creator.
Digital influencer.
That's the fucking word.
And your specialist subject?
Impressions.
Tom Norris, age?
25.
Occupation?
Director.
Specialist subject?
Scoring goals.
Yes, great answer. Well, welcome to Mastermind.
Thank you.
Schaefer, you are involved, by the way.
Yeah. I'm intrigued, man.
Schaefer, can you be the judge for this, basically? I've got 10 impressions. The boys are going to do their best version each, and then you are the overriding judge.
Awesome.
Is that okay?
Class.
Better than the game with Ben Cook.
Yeah, that was shit.
Yeah,
that's my game.
Ben was a bit shit, wasn't he?
He was great.
I hated him.
Bless him,
Ben. If you're listening, I'm kidding, mate. If you're not listening, then I'm not. I'm not. Just being a prick.
Let's get on with it. So the first impression.
Who's it for?
You both got to do it.
Okay.
But I will start with Jack.
Okay, go on then, mate.
Rules is fine.
Yeah.
Nelson Mandela.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That was shit.
This is going to be painful. You've got to do this next time.
Yeah,
so,
I'm thinking
about
it.
Winnie. What? Wait. I was in prison for many a year.
Thank you.
Moving on, Tom Norris.
That's just mine. I'm Nelson Mandela. Get me out of here. Let me out of here.
What's going on?
Who let the dogs out?
Schaefer, can we? Is there a winner there at all?
Mate, Tom, I hate to say it. Oh, Jack, I think you had that, mate.
Tom, you went, see? You sounded like that. I'm doing a Nelson Mandela impression, see?
Can you do Mandela?
I don't know how he'd sound.
Yeah.
No. It's a very bizarre
got three
choice.
Three dickheads, and that's it.
Dickheads. Yeah.
So that is 1-0
for
Jack.
Thank you, Shane.
There we go.
This is it. This is our distant.
A lot of production.
Yeah.
Number two is. Now, Tom, you didn't want me to do YouTubers, but I've done one of the most successful, one of the most charismatic.
Jack Jones.
Alfie Days.
Who? You know that Jack's going to.
Come on.
Jack can do this one already.
With Nala.
Right, okay. Here you go first, Thomas.
What's up, guys?
Oh my god.
I can't do it. I don't know
the girl, man. Keep going.
What's up, guys? I'm yeah, for fucking I don't know.
Okay, okay, no, it's all right.
I don't give a shit about
Alfie
Days.
Swear, man. He's PC.
Hi guys, what's up? And this week, me and Zoe are going to be teaching you some great Christmas presents to buy for boys, girls, dads, mums, aunties, uncles, for anyone. Oh, Nala! Nala's just weed on the floor! Nala!
Okay, Schaefer?
Hashtag ad.
Yeah, Jack's got
you
that.
Sure?
Jack's got that.
But how would Alfie do it?
I don't really watch Alfie. Something like what you did, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just lisp and gnarle and whatnot.
Okay, great.
I've just finished the gym.
The gym.
And next I'm going to finish Marcus. Get it? It's like gym chat.
It's a good joke, but carry on, Will.
Number
Sorry.
Three, Schaefer's here. So can you do Peter Griffin?
Tom?
Tom Norris to start, please.
I started the last one. Maybe you should go first.
Hey, Lord.
wait. What are we doing?
Oh, not bad. Yeah. Tom?
Yes, this is where I'm coming into my own.
Sounds like Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
No, you wait. What's this? Still we doing?
He's in New York.
He's in, I've got nothing.
With the sharks.
Oh, no, but obviously. I think that's me, Schaefer.
Yeah, Jack's got that again.
Thank you.
This is one of the first games we've ever played where you're going to actually win.
Yeah.
Jack, 3-0 to you.
You can still come back. There's seven more
points.
Yeah,
freaking bastards.
Oh, there we go, the professional.
Shat all over
us. Number four. We're going back in history.
Oh, God.
Taking you to 1940.
Oh, I can't grow a tash like that.
Ish.
Winston.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Winston Churchill.
Do it to you. Okay, I'll go.
This is Tom.
I think Tom might have this one.
Yeah, I reckon he has.
We will fight them on the beaches.
Outstanding.
Oh.
I think that's what he does, isn't it?
Jack?
Oh, yes.
Oh, very clever.
So if you want to go for actual impression or comedy, I mean...
Was that dog around in 1940?
And I actually did say Winston Churchill.
We will fight them on the churches.
Fight them on the churches.
Tom, I think Tom had that.
Tom, what?
So you can pull it back, mate. You can pull it back.
Right. Number...
Yeah. Don't do that on
there. Number five.
Yeah.
We all like football. Schaefer, do you like football?
Yeah, I love it.
Sports Newcastle.
Yeah, oh, fucking hell.
Question number five is Wayne Rooney.
Ooh.
Okay, Tom, do you want to go?
You'll go, mate.
Alex Ferguson was a great father figure to me in the club.
No, I don't know. It's just,
that's quite good.
That's pretty much like my Gerard.
He's from Craxton, isn't he? So just
is he?
Sounds scouse.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go on.
Yeah, you know, I scored that goal machine against Manchester City.
Is that Fletcher?
Or really?
I have nothing. I have nothing. I can't
discuss. Come on, man. Have another go.
Fuck you. Grannies, I've got nothing.
Grannies, how would Rooney sound?
He'd be a bit like, you know, end of the day, like, all me and the lads, I just want to be a normal dad and do step overs with my son in the back garden, you know, I'm very vocal.
Oh, but that is a point to me.
Schaefer, no, Schaefer's in charge.
Okay, sorry, sorry.
Give that. Should we just give it to Tom?
Yeah, throw it to Tom.
3-2
at the halfway point.
Midway.
Jack Sparrow, number 6.
Thomas.
Fucking hell.
The mannerisms could in you an extra point, I reckon.
Okay.
Oh.
I did a really good mannerism there. I don't know if you guys all saw it. My hands are on my hips.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Oh, I think we need some rum.
That went bad.
I was laughing. I'll do one more. I think we need enough.
What? That's some sassiness.
Yeah. That was him sneezing.
No, I don't. I've not actually seen any of these films, but I've watched Schaefer's impression of this many times. So I will get a few words, but I won't get that. Fuck me. I kind of.
Oh, there's some rum.
Where's the rum?
We need some rum in this joint.
Godforsaken piece of land. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. I genuinely think Tom got that.
I don't know. I thought yours was quite good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do it again, Jack. Because he was doing
the pronunciation of rum. Where's the rum?
Where's the rum?
That's posh English.
That's what he does, isn't it? Godforsaken piece of land.
Where's the rum?
Oh, Tom's is good. Yeah,
that was Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Tom, you have it.
That was Mr. Burns.
Three.
Somehow this is real.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Out of 10, Homer Simpson.
It's you, mate.
Jackmate. Can you start?
I think I can get this.
Yeah.
Hey, Marge. No? No?
No? Do it again.
Hey,
you went a bit Jesse Pinkman then.
No.
Bitch.
Don't. Hey, Marge.
Okay.
No.
Tom Norris?
That's a tough one.
Okay.
There we go. Come on. Can you take the lead for the first time today?
Come back to bed, Marge. For snuggles.
That's
that famous Homer quote.
Yeah.
Come back to bed, Marge. You just like,
it's a hard one to do.
Come back to bed, Marge.
Are you going for Schaefer?
I'll go for Jack.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I needed that.
That's fair.
Number 8. Mm. Bit of a tricky one.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, you'll both be good at this.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you heard.
Alright.
That's Ray J, isn't it?
That's just. Well, that's her eating rice pudding.
FUBAR! Giving radio the finger.
Kanye!
Hey, Kanye!
Oh my god, Kanye, my dad is now a mom!
Oh, Kanye, have you seen Alfie's new video with Nala?
Oh, yeah. Oh my god! Jenna, my god!
She like that? I think she liked that.
That was quite good, yeah.
Kanye said that Kim came round and then Bruce was there and then Kanye said so many mean things. Kanye!
Stay forever, Schaefer.
I think Schaefer gets the points for that one, I think.
But if you had to give it to someone,
could you do a Kim Kardashian impression?
I just produced the show, mate. So have you got a.
Loosely.
Oh, okay.
who's going to put
you on a track? I'll give a point to Tom, yeah.
Tom, thank you.
That means, does it all come down to the last two questions?
Maybe make it one question so it will matter.
Oh, yeah. All
pick the better one.
I'm glad you said that. Seeing as Schaefer's here.
Yeah.
He is from Wales.
Yeah.
The godfather of Wales.
Tom Jones.
Jones.
Anthony Hopkins.
No, Tom. Okay. So Tom Jones.
Go on.
Jack, you go first, isn't it?
Offended the Welsh.
Well, dear me. That wasn't it. I went to watch Ratatouille and then we watched it on pirate DVD in the caravan.
You doing Ness?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only Welsh thing I know. It's a sad state of affairs when I know Nessa more than Tom Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at him.
He's practicing. He's practicing away from the mic.
I didn't think you guys are looking at me. I thought he
you were talking.
What was that?
I was getting into my zone.
Oh my god.
Revenge one. Believe me, Delilah, I just couldn't take any more.
What's the
sex bomb, sex bomb. You're my sex bomb.
That's sweet.
All right, put the music, the mastermind.
Okay, we're coming to the final decision. It's been...
I just got into the zone.
It's been a great contest. We'd like to thank our participants. Jackmate, thank you for coming in
today.
Thank you
very much, it's been a pleasure.
Tom Norris, thank you again.
That's all right, mate.
Schaefer, I do not envy you with this decision. It's been a hard-fought contest. But Schaefer, who is today's winner?
Tom.
Oh.
Yes! Sing it when you're winning.
You've got to get
any music? I get knocked
down. Oh my god! Mom, I won!
Fucking fix.
Yes.
Who's that jig you done?
I honestly didn't think anyone was watching me. I was just like, getting into the zone.
Oh, you wanted that bad, didn't you?
Tom Jones, I thought I might nip you on that one.
What would the other one have been?
Charlotte Church.
If you'd have said that, that'd have ruined the whole show.
I'm not working to this guy. So.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I think you picked the right one.
Yeah,
Annie Hopkins would have been probably better.
All right, mate, you won, so thank you.
For next time.
Okay, I'm pissed off. Nothing but thieves, wake up call.
I had the pleasure of actually producing one of the videos.
Did you?
Yep.
How did that come about?
Graveyard Whistling. With my friend, Lewis Cater, who's a video director, and he asked me to produce it.
Small World, because that was
lovely
actually
lads.
Schaefer's song, wasn't it?
It was Schaefer's song.
Thanks, boys. Thanks.
Who was that meant to be, Schaefer?
Oh, it's just me. Just me.
Lovely. So this is the time of the show where
Tom usually comes in with a little play under his little arm in his sachet. He gets it out and we all do it. And we
Sash. I carry my play in a sachet.
Oh, well,
satchel.
Satchel. That's the
sachet.
One. That's the one. So
you get powdered jelly in a sachet.
It's a little bit different. I've written the play this week, but we don't actually have a jingle, so let Tom have his moment.
There's a quiver in his quills
and drama,
and he's gonna ride a thrill.
Tension and apostrophe.
Take him to faraway places, twisting trails. Pull up a pew for
Jack Styles.
I love you did there, Tom.
Self-editing.
That was improv as well.
I was thinking about this all the way on the train here.
So I'm not gonna. I don't envy you every week having to write this. It was a bit of a chore, but I had the great pleasure of writing a good one because I had Schaefer to use, and obviously he was a man of many voices.
No, so he had
Schaefer at my disposal.
Still a
That's
bit.
Better.
It's
yeah.
better.
Yeah, leave him alone, Tom.
Sorry,
yeah. not back.
Sorry, I'm just I'm like a little magpie seeing a bunch of silver rings just pecking away.
Jack's Tales today, and this time we don't play any shitty characters.
Wow.
Yeah, don't worry about that, Will.
Will's playing himself, isn't he?
Will, you're going to be playing yourself. Will?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom, you're also going to be playing yourself.
Get in.
And it is going to be like exactly like how you are. So it's going to be like looking for
written in sexy font, is it?
Yeah, it is. Comic Sans for you, mate.
Why is mine in Windings?
mine's Futurama.
Little reference
that no one will get. So this is a play. It's called Jack's House Party. We're all going to be playing ourselves. Schaefer is going to be playing the part of the celebrity guests at the house party. So without further ado, let's.
Well, we're just entering the.
We're entering the house. We're at the house. So here we go.
Shortly after their arrival, Tom and Will are both sitting cross-legged on the legged on the floor at a busy Halloween-themed house party. The house is littered with A-list celebrity folk, which was more than suitable company for a house of this stature. Golden pillars, marble flooring, open fire. It really was the kind of home Tom would often dream of. Jack enters the busy lounge to greet Thomas and William.
Oh, hello, boys. Glad you found my house. Any trouble getting it?
It was a nightmare, mate. We had to go back halfway. Will remembered he left the iron on.
Really? That's not like Will, to forget to turn things off.
I know, I'm pathetic.
I love your house. I often dream of being as successful as you and owning such a lovely home.
Oh, you're too kind, little nozzer. Anyway, get up off the floor, boys.
Wow, thanks, Jack.
As Tom and Will stand up, Tom spots a drunken figure next to the profiteroles and is somewhat starstruck.
Oh my golly gosh, folks. Is that Jack Sparrow over by the profiteroles?
Calm it, mate. Yeah, he prefers to be called Johnny.
Tom and Jack approach Johnny Depp, who is drinking from a brown paper bag, quite drunk.
Hello, mate. I'm Tom.
Oh, hello, Tim. I'm Johnny.
I bet you've got rum in that bag, you old drunk.
Oh, now this is awkward.
Are you some kind of prick?
He's battling a drinking addiction, mate. He relapsed this evening. You're only highlighting the problem, Tom.
Oh, I didn't mean. I thought, you know, you Jack Sparrow, so I instantly thought rum.
You colossal prick. It's Woody from Toy Story, not Captain Jack Sparrow.
Since when did Woody wear earrings, for God's sake?
Oh, Tom, stop it, mate. I mean, they're Johnny's dead mum's earrings. He wears them as a sign of respect for her. Jesus.
As Johnny Depp storms out, Tom and Jack rejoin Will, who has been chatting away to a pretty young lady. She leaves as they enter, and Will is not best pleased.
Oh, talk about third wheeling. I was in there.
I just fucked it with Johnny Depp.
Obviously. Did you see who I just pulled?
No, who?
Cara Delevingne. Been doing the legwork for ages too, on Tinder.
She's probably just waiting for you upstairs, mate. I heard she's right filthy. Like, I heard she's the filthiest person ever.
Will runs off to find his bushy-eyebrowed friend. Tom gasps as he spots somebody else by the DJ decks. It's Bear Grylls, laying down funky DJ beats. Him and Jack approach.
Oh, mate! That's some sick tunes!
Boy, turn it down, Bear! Turn it down.
Oh, sick. You're DJing. That's sick, mate. I love DJs, don't I, Jack?
Chill out, Tom. Sorry, Bear. He's sometimes like this.
Bear Grylls removes his headphones and takes a break from DJing to attend to Norris's needs.
Sorry, mate. What were you saying?
I know a DJ, Hugh Stevens, but pretty tight. He invited me out a few weeks ago. Very tight mates. Can I ever go on those old decky poos?
Well, not really.
Why?
You want to know why? Honestly?
Not if it's offensive to me in any way. And as Jack wrote this play, I assume it's going to be offensive.
Because your hands look really greasy. Like actual wet with sweat. That's horrible.
Great, so you're telling me anyway.
I would rather drink my own urine than let you touch my deck.
That's a fucking surprise.
Tom starts to feel very uncomfortable at the party. It is clear he cannot box with the big boys. He trots off to the kitchen to grab himself a beer. In the hope it will raise his spirits, he leans against the marble counter, a lonesome figure, until an overpowering shadow fills the room and he is greeted by a giant figure.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am tonight's entertainment.
Oh, look, here he is, the bloody Riddler.
Now, would you like a Corona?
Not really. You can tell me one of those bloody riddles, though.
See, I thought you were being witty, but you genuinely have gotten this wrong, haven't you?
Probably not. Again, Jack wrote this.
I'm the Joker. You want to know how I got these beers?
Did your dad have a Did your gambling dad leave them for you the night he put a smile on your face?
No. They're on offer at Sainsbury's at the moment. But thanks for bringing up my dad. I got really down about that.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
As the Joker storms out, Tom sits down on the floor. He is hating life. He has offended everyone at the party, and he is now debating going home. He thinks he is scum. The scene cuts to Jack, who is speaking to legendary football pundit Alan Hansen.
No, I totally agree, Alan. I mean, that scissor kick against Wimbledon, easily the best goal ever.
Well, it's between two for me.
Oh, really? Well, probably like RVP's diving header against Spain, maybe, yeah?
No, not quite. I'm a big fan of grassroots football, and I once witnessed a young lad score 20 goals in one game, including an overhead kick about 30 yards out. Boom! Boom! Phenomenal, it was. Absolutely phenomenal.
That's mental. I mean, who the fuck scores 20 goals in one game?
This kid managed it superbly.
Oh, I... Hold on a second.
He's at his party, actually. I've seen him knocking about.
Hold your bloody horses, Alan. Jesus Christ. You can actually settle this for once and for all.
Jack instantly runs upstairs. He pulls young Will off of Cara Delevingne and drags him downstairs. He grabs Tom also from the kitchen and presents Mr. Hansen with the both of them. Jack's excited. Very, very fucking excited.
Will, I think for all of these years, across all of these shows, Tom has actually been telling the truth.
This better be worth it, Jack, mate. I was knee-deep in Delevingne.
Alan Hansen, please tell me and Will, is this the guy who scored all those goals all those years ago?
Jack presents Tom to Alan like a proud father.
Oh, my God.
Tell them, Alan. Tell them my tales to be true.
It's him.
Bloody hell! All this time, pure truth!
How are you, Wayne?
Alan swiftly turns, revealing Wayne Rooney stood behind Tom in a full Manchester United kit. Tom, Will and Jack are hit with a moment of sudden realisation.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Alan. You're telling the lads about my goal-scoring record for Melbourne Youth.
Yeah, I mean, hell of a record you got there, son.
Records dampened a bit, Alan, to be honest with you. I'm some prick that's been telling people it's his record.
Oh, fuck off, Jack.
And this is where the story concludes. Tom was found out to be a fraud. However, it is spelt fraud on the script. Jack was cemented in folklore for throwing the best Halloween party ever. And little Willie got his brown queen. Unfortunately, Johnny Depp hung himself. Tom's fault. The end. Lovely.
Thanks for that, Schaefer.
That was amazing.
Yeah. It did say brow queen.
Brow queen.
And moving on.
Eyebrow queen.
Brown queen.
That's what I'm saying. As I was that sexual in your
what was you doing with Cara?
That was very, very well done, Schaefer.
That was. Yeah. Thank you, Schaefer. Big round of applause for Schaefer.
Thanks. Oh, you should do that for a living or something. Yeah, voices.
So. Work out fees afterwards.
Yeah, it's Jack's play, so he's probably.
Don't make me.
I've sorted that.
Don't make me ring my manager.
It's tacky to talk about fees.
I'll give you like a quarter of what we earn from this, so you might be able to get an Uber halfway down Caledonian Road.
That's all right, man.
Oh dear.
That's a dig.
Look at you, Adam. He doesn't sort the money. I don't know why I'm looking at him.
10 minutes left and he nearly did a whole episode about money.
Oh, so yeah, that was my play done for another year. That's back. I'm going to hand the burden back over to you now, Tom.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that, Will?
I'm not even joking. That was probably up there with one of the best ones we've done.
He was given gold. He was given Halloween. He was given Schaefer. He had the golden week to do it.
That's why when I suggested I'd do it next week, I thought about that. I thought, yeah, I can pick.
I'll
that
give
up.
You a shitty boring week. I'm going to give you Lent. You're going to write one on Lent.
Oh dear, Schaefer, have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, mate.
We going for a beer after?
Oh yeah, of course we are.
Yeah, we are a couple bloody cheeky beers, hopefully.
I came here for a proper shootout.
I love that one. I genuinely love that one.
It's a good film.
Yeah,
good film.
It is a good film. What's your... If you was to promote anything right now, what would you do? Your Twitter, your Facebook?
Nothing. I will give you nothing. Just my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
www.youtube.com/Schaefer Bates. Go over,
very
subscribe.
Hard name to...
S-C-H-E-I... Double F E R.
Go on then. See him do all these amazing impressions like he did today.
Yes, he's very, very good.
Thank you very much.
I laughed when you said profiteroles. That was amazing.
Profiteroles.
Profiteroles.
That's so good.
That was lovely.
I used to think I could do him.
Well, literally.
No, like do a good impression.
Go on.
It's quite an easy one, really.
Deep in the South African rainforest.
That's quite good.
Nah, is that not good? Well,
no, Will didn't like it. Shit. Will didn't like it.
It's fucking wank.
Well, oh, that's the only one you
can. Hey, Homer! That's my sizzlag, that's all right. Hey, Homer!
I just want to say, massive thanks to Schaefer for coming in and lending his voice.
Thank you very much for having me.
Will, as much as we joke, mate, you're a good producer.
Thank you, mate. I really enjoyed today.
Yeah, I have. Good Halloween. Well, you got many plans? Are you going out for Halloween?
I'm actually going to Hornsey Town Hall tomorrow and being like proper London, it's an old abandoned.
Dressed up as?
I don't know yet. Any suggestions quickly?
I think you should go as Kane from wrestling.
I was going to go wrestling, maybe not.
Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Ooh.
Are you going with another guy in your party?
Two guys, two girls.
Both go as Ronnie and Reggie Cray.
Go as ABBA. Go as ABBA.
Keep throwing them at me.
Well, what are you not picking
ABBA.
Them yet? How did you need, mate?
ABBA. We're going as ABBA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, can we see a picture next week?
Yeah, 100%. Just like that certificate that we will tweet out.
Yes, definitely. I'm going as a sailor, seeing as you asked.
Go on.
That's it.
Yeah, but any reason?
Any reason? I got a nickname from someone as captain, and he's going to be there, so I'm going to impress him.
Unfortunately, guys, I'm just going to go as a skeleton, because I'm running out of time.
A skeleton?
I've been busy all week, guys. All right, I might go as a slutty skeleton.
How many... one day left on Halloween on...
Jack, mate. Yeah, tomorrow, 7 Reasons I Hate Halloween. Of course it fucking is. But, I mean, tonight is the one to watch. It's How to Be a Slutty Cat.
Oh,
wow. I was talking about it, weren't I?
We were talking about it.
Yeah. So that's that. I mean...
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Have a good Halloween, guys. Make sure you go out, get drunk. Make sure you come back next Friday at 4 o'clock when we'll be doing another FUBAR show. Maybe some fireworks will go off because it'll be nearer that time, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Are we allowed fireworks in the studio?
Yes, we are, because it's FUBAR.
Oh, come back next week. Have a bloody good weekend. See you later, Schaefer.
And remember, infidelity is the bad thing.
See you later. See you later, Tom.
Listen to Beware, you're in for a scare. See you later.
See you later, Will.
See ya.
Let's go get pissed. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. There's always something to hide.
Biggly eyes evidently proved that I didn't need you or no one. She said it, she went.